Tim Dendy from Waterland and Biodiversity Conservation, otherwise known as Wallaby. I just wondered whether you had any thoughts about the media coverage of the election and whether the, forget whether it's the third or the fourth estate that the media plays in raising issues. I'm thinking of the front pages, generally.
I can give you a long lecture on the media and in elections and the media about politics, but I'll save it for a moment. I think the media coverage of this election at the moment is showing a greater volume than in previous elections, partly because the Clayton's campaign's been on for 3 months. But I collect all cuttings, and it's a bigger volume than usual. But in terms of a general question of does the media affect the voters, my answer to that is radical. My answer is minimally. Simply because, well, for two reasons. One reason is that apart from the press, you will not get politics very often anywhere else. There's very little politics on television, except, of course, occasionally on the ABC. Very little politics on radio, except on talkback. It's the press, which is the political side of the mass media in Australia. Second question, who reads the political material? Not many. The latest data I've seen suggests that only 11% ever read an editorial. Most people turn to the comics and the sports pages. I would suggest if the national or if the political pages of the Advertiser or the Australian came out blank tomorrow, only a small proportion would notice it. Most Australians use newspapers for splashing around in. Final point, I don't think the press tells us what to think. I think the press tells us what to think about, and that's a very different issue. The media tells us the issues that it wants us to think about, and usually they're based on very good surveys showing what we want to think about anyway. But what we as Australians and South Australians want to think about normally is not politics. Final point, does the media have a real effect on results of elections? And my answer to that, again, is not much, partly for the reasons I've outlined already, but I think for another reason as well. It's a prime example of this. Those of you who are alive in 1972 can remember the election of the Whitlam government, where the whole of the Murdoch press put headlines in its whole press saying, vote Labor. And Australians voted Labor, but with a teeny swing towards the Labor Party. In 1974, you might remember the headline for the Grace of God Golf, Go. That was the Murdoch press who came out and said, vote Liberal. Australians voted Labor. So my answer to the question, does the media affect the way we think about politics? Not very much.
Kim Winter-Dewhurst from BHP Billiton, Dan. I recall a few years ago being at a similar event where you made a prediction that for the Northern Territory, Labor would never win, and Claire Martin got up and won. So talking predictions, you mentioned two figures today. One was the recent Advertiser poll indicating as Labor could win as many as 9 seats, and you put up your slide with 5 marginals, 2 of which are held by Labor, so that indicated only 3 seats that you were predicting that they might take from Liberal. Is that your best guess? Is it 3 seats? Is it 5 seats?
No. I don't want to make a guess about... I'll come back to the Northern Territory in a minute. I don't want to make a guess about the number of seats ultimately that will swing, but my feeling is that any suggestion of a landslide is not on. I wouldn't be surprised if Labor picks up 4 or 5 or 6 of the marginal seats in the city, possibly picks up the electorate of Stewart. But in terms of which ones, well, there's an easy way to do that, and that's just to get the pendulum and count up 5 or 6 seats from the bottom. I haven't mentioned all of the ones which are marginal, but my prediction is in general terms that Labor, I think, will win the election, and it could well win the election and give itself something like a 4 or 5 seat majority. In terms of the Northern Territory, you're quite right. That's the only time I've absolutely got it totally wrong. In fact, I lost money. I claim to be one of the world's expert in Northern Territory politics, and that means there were 3 of us, as far as I know. I've been working on the Territory for 30 years, and I know a little bit about it. And the Country Liberal Party won the election from 1974 right through until 2001. And I took out a bet that the Labor Party would never win an election in the Northern Territory. They did, and I lost my money. They had a massive swing in 2001, huge. It was 11-12% in most seats. And I then lost more money because I said the subsequent election in 2004 would be, you know, quite close. But certainly there couldn't be any swing to the Labor Party. There was another one of about 11 to 15%, which has almost wiped out the CLP. So I'm fallible. I never claim to be infallible, and that one is my biggest fallibility. But again, thank you for listening, and I do hope you get what you want.